Hi, I'm Christina McClellan, Public Arts Coordinator for the City of Urbana. I'm here today with artist and urban designer John David Mooney, who has created the park around us. Thank you for being with us today.
It's a delight, Christina. Thank you.
I was wondering if you could tell us about how all of this began.
This is a project that is so old, it tests my memory. But it actually began 22 years ago with a competition for a piece of sculpture on a hardscape that they called a park. But it was admirable that the city of Urbana wanted this park. And they had pushed the cars away. And so the parking lots were to the side, but there actually wasn't much difference in their design between the concrete of the parking lot and the concrete that you're using to get to these entrances. And so when they chose me to make this sculpture for the city, I said it's an all or nothing situation, because I really don't believe in plop art and public art that is just relocated and placed and relocated in place. When I make something, it is all about the history of the place, the people that inhabit it now, their desires, their wishes, and the needs of the space at the present time and into the future. So I said, if we really do make this a park, and one different than any other place, and we put all the components together, then we have public art. It's just not a sculpture. In fact, I feel probably stronger about the formal relationship of the park, where the trees and shrubs make up a new shape, a very important shape.
And we've talked a little bit about how important the shapes that are present are here. And you've mentioned how some Native American mounds are sort of related to the design that we see here. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
For some reason, in almost all the commissions I've had in North America, in my research, I find that the Native Americans in that area, whether it's in Colorado or in Minnesota, or even in Miami, had such a respect for nature that I began to pay homage to the Native American. Even in an urban scale piece in Chicago, when I transformed the IBM building into a light sculpture, the piece has a Native American iconic image to it, mainly because I probably just come back from the Anasazi Indians in Chaco Canyon. One aspect of that, but the other aspect was more important, is that Mies van der Rohe's building is the first building on this site in the Chicago River, because before that was a treaty house with the Indians. And it's one of our longer treaties that we've held. We didn't break it for 6 months, which is a sad moment. And so I took this 52-story structure and honored the Native Americans, those who were put on a forced death march from Chicago. Many died by the time they got to Danville. But here in Urbana, it doesn't have a sad story. It's a very happy story, because they knew how to govern themselves. The Miami and the Potawatomi particularly were very good about self-governance. Mm. And they did it in earth rings, which were ceremonial. It was an art event. And they brought earth into this prairie landscape and would build a circle like this. And I assume that the elders would be sitting in that circle, and whatever entertainment might be going on would be also a part of it.